Good morning and welcome everyone to the annual council meeting. I will now request the Reverend Peter Williamson, my relief chaplain, to open the meeting with a prayer, which also allows time for personal reflection before we start the business of the meeting.
Thank you. Will you please be seated? Mr. Chairman, councillors, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I, like our newly appointed councillors, am the new kid on the block this morning. This is my first time to be here, and it's also my swan song. I'm, in a sense, as Ian has just explained, a stand-in chaplain. I feel the honour greatly when Ian asked me to take on this role for this morning. It's also an opportunity for me to express my personal thanks for his year of office, but also to express that thanks on behalf of all of us here in the Bay, for the people of Torbay. My work involves me in meeting many people in various situations, social gatherings, business meetings, community groups. And throughout the year, Councillor Doggett has been visiting such groups on numerous occasions. He has been in that position as Chairman of the Council, in a sense our first citizen here in the Bay. He has given of himself generously. He's shown generous and genuine interest in the various activities. Indeed, in whatever groups he was in, he showed interest in what they were about. And he would give of his time. Even though I knew that his diary was full and overflowing, he always gave the impression that he had time for that particular group or that particular person. And when he left, the folk there would be full of fulsome praise, because what he did was to make people feel appreciated, that they were valued. Public life and service is full of many potential pitfalls. Ian has avoided them with great integrity, honesty, and down-to-earth common sense. He has upheld the honour of the office of Chairman of the Council with dignity and with great pride. Within each one of us, there is that which motivates us to act as we do. For some, it is conscience. For others, they would say it is a faith, a belief in something bigger than themselves that inspires them to reach out, to make a contribution to the lives of others, be that family, friends, the wider community. For Ian, it has been his strong Christian faith that has driven him, that has and does uphold him, that makes him the person he is. And Ian, I thank you not only for the past year's work, but also for those many previous years where you have enhanced the lives of the people of Torbay and beyond. And I look forward indeed to your continuing that work for many years to come as a councillor. I leave you all with this one thought to ponder. During a lot of the services I conduct, which is in many of the funeral homes and at the crematorium, there is a spot which is called pause for thought. Within council meetings, there are probably very few times when you have time to pause to think. But maybe on this occasion, we just have that moment. Somewhere at home, I've got a newspaper cutting, going back, I think it's in the early 1960s. It shows a picture of a very frail elderly gentleman with white floppy hair. He's between two large burly policemen. He is well into his 90s, and as the report says, He has been protesting against what in those days was a proliferation of nuclear weapons in this country. That person was Bertram Russell. He was in his 90s. And when asked why he was indeed bothering at his age to get involved in matters that likely not come to pass during his lifetime, his reply was this: to be truly human is to stand for causes that will not come to pass until long after we are dead and gone. In other words, we do what we can, while we can, for as long as we can. Indeed, I hope that is something that, as councillors, is well to the fore of your thoughts. And councillors, I wish you well in your own endeavours on behalf of the people of Torbay. And remember, we are relying on you. With those thoughts, perhaps this moment to pause, to think. Perhaps you'd like to pray, if that's your way. We gather together here today, intent on doing good work, as we seek blessings on the deliberations of those who have been recently appointed and elected as councillors. As trusted servants of the people of Torbay, may their efforts be blessed with insight and guided by understanding and wisdom. May personal faiths and consciences give them strength to act honestly and well in all matters before them today and throughout all the days of their tenure as councillors of our community. We give thanks for the service of Ian during the past 12 months as chairman of our council, and we wish Maggie well as she takes up the role as civic mayor for Torbay. May she enjoy good health and strength as she represents us on so many occasions in the coming year. May her time in office be one of fulfillment for her and enrichment for our community. So be it, and amen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for your kind words. Once again, please note that the proceedings of the council meeting will be recorded. Therefore, please ensure that you use your microphone when addressing the meeting and that it is switched off when you are not using it. We are not expecting any fire alarm testing today. In the event of an evacuation, you will please hear a recorded message requesting you to evacuate the building. Please leave by the nearest exit. The Riviera Centre staff will assist you. Once outside, please assemble in the Lifestyle Members car park opposite the main entrance. Please also ensure that your mobile phone is switched off or turned to silent. Apologies. Are there any apologies for absence, please?
Chairman, apologies for absence have been received from Councillor Mills and Vice Chairwoman Councillor Barmby. Group leaders, do you have any further apologies? Councillor Thomas.
Thank you very much, Councillor John Thomas.
Thank you. I propose that the minutes of the extraordinary meeting of the Council held on the 23rd of April 2019 be signed as a correct record. Is there a seconder, please? Councillor Long, thank you very much. Thank you. The next item refers to the election of a civic mayor. Can Councillor Steve Darling put his motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And it gives me great pleasure to be here today and to propose Councillor Maggie Douglas-Dunbar as our Civic Mayor for the year 2019-20. Now, I was talking with Maggie last week about a few matters, and she was she told me that she was actually a moonraker, and I never heard of that phrase before, of what a moonraker was, and it made me wonder, is this somebody who's reenacts James Bond's films or something like that? But actually, in reality, it's somebody who comes from the County of Wiltshire. However, despite coming from the County of Wiltshire, much of her working life has been spent in South Devon and mostly focused on Torbay. Maggie has had a 45 years of both being a nurse with midwife particularly in her life and as an educator. And it is perhaps particularly fitting that Maggie is here at the birth of a new council and to see that through with her previous career in mind. Maggie also has much people interests, such as belonging to the Paignton Rotarians, and also has a keen interest in heritage and youth. And so clearly that demonstrates both with her professional life and her interests in life now that she is a people person. And to me, that is what the mayor of our local authority needs to be, is somebody who can engage well with our community and also those who visit our community. So it is without hesitation that I therefore propose Maggie Douglas-Dunbar as our mayor for the year 2019-20. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Darling. Is there a seconder to your motion?
Thank you, Chair. I rise to second the proposal for Councillor Douglas Dunbar to be the Civic Mayor for Torbay for the following municipal year. And it's with great pleasure that I do so. And on behalf of the Independence Group, we look forward to working and supporting Councillor Douglas Dunbar over the coming 12 months. We wish her every success for a productive and enjoyable term of office and look forward to supporting her in the role which we have every confidence she will undertake with the integrity and honour that the role demands. I'm delighted to second.
Thank you, Councillor Cowell. Are there any further nominations, please? Thank you. All those in favour, please, then, of the nomination. Thank you very much indeed. The result is unanimous, and I declare, Councillor Douglas Dunbar, that you have been elected as Civic Mayor. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Please be seated.
Would Mr. John Kiddie, JP, and Mr. Lionel Uden, JP, please come forward to witness the declaration of acceptance of office and the oath of allegiance to be sworn by Councillor Douglas Dunbar.
I, Councillor Margaret Douglas Dunbar, having been elected to the office of the Worshipful, the Mayor of Torbay, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it, according to the best of my judgment and ability. I, Councillor Margaret Douglas Dunbar, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors according to the law. I would like to thank my fellow councillors for granting me the honour of Mayor of Torbay, especially Councillors Darling and Cowell for their kind words of support. Thanks must also go to my predecessor, Councillor Doggett, for his support and help over the past 2 years when I was privileged to be his escort. I also thank Councillor Brooks for her support and advice over the same period. are. I intend to conduct council meetings in a fair but firm manner. I would ask that you refer to me as Madam Mayor during the course of the council meetings. I have lived in Torbay since the late 80s, raised my daughter here, and worked in both the independent care sector and the NHS as a senior nurse and educator. I think we must all agree that we live in a wonderful part of the country, and I hope that we can all work together for the benefit of the Bay. My first charity is Torquay Museum, who are doing so much work in promoting the heritage of Torbay and are currently supporting the work towards a greater understanding of the Romans in Devon. My second charity is the RNLI Brixham, supporting their work to keep our shoreline and seas safe. Councillor Christine Carter has kindly agreed to be my escort, and I am grateful that Reverend Nicholas Perks has accepted the position of chaplain for this municipal year. Last but not least, I wish to pay tribute to my late husband, Andrew, who set me on the path to my present position. Thank you. Moving on to item 4B, thanks to the retiring chairman and escort chairman. Would Councillor Carter propose a vote of thanks to Councillor Doggett?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Oh, I've got to try and get used to that and not say chairman. It's really hard, isn't it? And congratulations on your new position. Thank you for that. The English writer G.B. Sterne said, "Silent gratitude isn't much use to anyone." And I agree with her. So therefore, I take pleasure in saying a grateful thanks to Councillor Ian Doggett and for Councillor Maggie Douglas-Dunbar for their time in office. During the time of Councillor Doggett, they're both beginning with D's, Councillor Doggett's time as chairman, he has chaired the meetings of this council with fairness, efficiency, and control. Not all our meetings have been plain sailing, but he has taken them all in his stride. Councillor Ian Doggett has been a great ambassador for Torbay and Torbay Council. With his charm, his smile, and his calm voice, he has represented Torbay well. He has attended many events, meetings, conferences, concerts, parties, official visits. The list is endless. He has been representing Torbay at a multitude of functions, and he's had to eat many, many meals. So I ask for a vote of sincere thanks and appreciation for Councillor Ian Doggett for the dedicated manner in which he has served as chairman of Torbay Council for the year 2018 to 2019.
Is there a seconder?
I rise to second. It's a great honour. I have to say, I think I speak on behalf of all the councillors here to see Councillor Doggett in good health again. And I think it's been a tribute to this council, the way your determination and professionalism when you do the work you've done for the last year and your escort. I think one of the hardest jobs in this council is to chair the council meeting. The late night sittings, the way in which some of us conduct ourselves has been a tribute to the way in which you've controlled the meetings. It's been a great honour to be under your chairmanship, and I'm now glad to say, and your escort, you've done a sterling job for both this council and for the Bay, and I wish you good luck in the service you will still carry on as your councillor. Thank you.
Unless there is any debate, all those in favour? I declare this motion unanimous.
Good morning, everyone. It does not seem possible that I was addressing most of you over a year ago. How time passes by. I consider it to have been a great privilege to have been able to represent Torbay at various functions and events throughout the past year, at which most of the time I have been accompanied by my friend and escort, Maggie Douglas Dunbar. We have met up with some very pleasant fellow councillors and their wives or escorts in the County of Devon, of all political persuasions, and their friendships have been truly valued. I congratulate my former escort, now Councillor Maggie Douglas Dunbar, on being my successor, albeit civic mayor, and I truly wish her well in the busy year ahead. I hope I have been able to truly reflect the importance I have paid to my role, and I did my best, I can assure you, to uphold the office of being Torbay's representative at special events as its chairman. I attach great importance to all events and I have attended. The granting of the freedom of the borough of RAF Bryce Norton was a special occasion, though, as was Remembrance Day, when on the dais with me, near to the memorial in Princess Gardens, Torquay, not only was my faithful escort Maggie with me, but also two gentlemen of the church, my own chaplain, Reverend John Haley, but also the Bishop of Plymouth. The latter I have seen also in more recent times, Maggie as well has, including at the Devon County Show and a church evensong at St. John the Apostle, situated overlooking Torquay in Montpellier Road. Also recently, I was together with Maggie, re-elected to my ward of Clifton with Maidenway, and I thank the electorate of that ward for putting their trust in us. Many people have asked me of late what have been the highlights of a civic year. Well, to be honest, there have been highlights from church services to interesting events like attending Scrabble Championships to welcoming ladies to the more recent Women's Institute of Devon group. I gave a welcoming speech to those assembled. It was only when we enjoyed a break later in the proceedings that I realised I was one of only three men in the room. All the rest of the people there, hundreds of them, were ladies. I survived, though. With the recent discussions going on about an administration for Torbay Council, I found myself with an extended term of office as chairman, and this results in visiting the Devon County Show, which I missed last year because of illness. Three more local church services, and by no means least, our dear friends from Hamelin, Germany, where at the Turak Hotel I was able to give a welcoming speech. These people, though, although some cannot speak English, love England. They like the hotel and found the food it provides and the journeys they made around and about, especially to places like Buckfast Abbey. They even got thrilled by being able to walk along the seafront. On to other matters, and thanks must go to the members of the government's support team, and in particular my PA, Karen O'Shea. Finally, I would like to congratulate Torquay United Football Club on their promotion to the National League. I wish Gary Johnson and the whole team at Torquay United good luck for the new season and hope they continue to build on their current success. Thank you, everyone, for your support during the past year. I wish you all well. And I hereby present the past members' badge to Councillor Maggie Douglas Dunbar. Thank you very much.
May I also present you with
Thank
the past
you
chair's
much,
badge?
Thank you.
Moving to item 5, the election of the Deputy Civic Mayor, can Councillor Amo put her nomination, please?
Yeah. Good morning, Madam Mayor, members, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, may I offer my congratulations to you, Councillor Douglas Dunbar, and wish you a very successful term of office as Civic Mayor. I'm truly delighted to be asked to propose my fellow councillor, Terry Manning, as Deputy Civic Mayor. Terry has been a dedicated member of the council and served the Bay in many different capacities over a long period of 12 years. He was elected twice as a Torbay councillor in Brixham, to look after the St Mary's and Somercombe ward, and more recently was re-elected on the 2nd of May to serve the now St Peter's with St Mary's Brixham ward as an independent councillor. Terry moved to Brixham some 45 years ago and married Jenny, who always supported Terry in his council role. And he in turn supported her with her charity work, especially animals in distress. And I know she raised many, many thousands of pounds. Sadly, Jenny passed away last September after a long illness suffering from Alzheimer's, during which Terry nursed her at home. Having known Jenny personally, I know she would have been extremely proud of Terry's nomination as Deputy Civic Mayor here today. Terry has a son, Paul, a daughter-in-law, Anna, and four grandchildren, and their age between 12 to 18. All live in Paignton, all are extremely proud of Terry, and they are very close. This, I believe, gives Terry a great insight into young people's views, opinions, and indeed their struggles, which is a crucial viewpoint to have when working in the council, looking to the future, and of course, to our next generation. In my opinion, Terry possesses the fundamental key skills to be Deputy Civic Mayor, because he has empathy, he's dedicated, fair, but also decisive. I know Terry will take pride in the role and he will represent the council to the best of his ability. Indeed, our Civic Mayor and our Deputy Mayor team, it's a great opportunity to work together to cement our partnership. I truly hope the whole council will support them to work for the benefit of the community of Torbay, to the future of Torbay. Therefore, I am delighted to propose that Councillor Terry Manning is the Deputy Civic Mayor for the ensuing municipal year. Thank you.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Long?
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. And I was just thinking the other day that the last civic mayor was Councillor Peter Killick, who you might remember, which is great to think of him. I have known Councillor... no, I do apologise. Apologies. I'd like to propose Councillor Manning, who I've known since I worked for the council since 2003, even though he was on the other side and I was working for the Lib Dem group. I've known him very well. He's very supportive. And so I know he will do this with great honour and pride and will be a great tribute to this council. Many thanks.
Unless there are any other nominations, all those in favour? I declare Councillor Manning be appointed to Deputy Mayor. Oh, sorry, I did miss that bit. Would Councillor Manning please come forward to make the declaration of acceptance of office?
I, Councillor Terry Manning, having been elected to the office of Deputy Civic Mayor, Council of the Borough of Torbay, declare that I take office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil this duty according to the best of my judgment and ability. Thank you.
do this bit. Councillor Manning, can you please announce your escort?
I wish to announce that Councillor Celia Brown will be my escort during the year of office. I wish to express my thanks to the council for the honour of bestowing upon me the duty. Thank you very much.
Moving to item 6, election of the leader of the council. Can Councillor Cowell please put his nomination to the council, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and firstly, my congratulations to you and Councillor Manning on your election as Civic Mayor and Deputy. I rise to propose that Councillor Steve Darling to be elected as leader of Torbay Council, and it's with pleasure that I do so. Steve has served as a councillor since 1995, and in that time there have been many changes in local government, regrettably not all for the good. Steve is well equipped with 24 years of experience to lead Torbay through the difficult challenges ahead. Following the elections on May the 2nd, we had very positive discussions with Councillor Darling and all of his colleagues, and we look forward to a strong and lasting partnership between his group and the independent group over the coming 4 years. We look forward to working collectively with colleagues from across the chamber and importantly with the communities of Torbay to face the immense challenges of a further £18.3 million worth of cuts imposed by central government. It is imperative that we support Councillor Darling and each other during the challenging times ahead. We look forward to working with all colleagues to put the community back at the heart of the council and to ensure that we invest wisely to create jobs and to provide new homes. While there are significant challenges ahead, there are also opportunities, and we look forward to working with Councillor Darling to deliver a more united and forward-looking administration. I so move.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Carter, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm delighted to rise to second this. Councillor Darling will be a great leader for this council and look forward to working together to the right direction for this council to improve and improve the Bay.
Unless there are other nominations, all those in favour?
Sorry, Madam Chairman, debate?
I will open debate on this item. Councillor David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And my apologies for addressing you as Madam Chairman. It's all used to using that title. And may I congratulate you on your new role this morning. I would just like to say that the Conservative Group have no intentions of opposing Councillor I'm falling for the same problem. Councillor Darling, into the role of leader. And we hear the words of working together. We hope that we'll have an early heads up of the direction of travel. You will be aware that we put forward a number of things, including crossways, Old Way, and community working. And we have a number of ideas that we'd already worked up regarding better community engagement. And we think that across the whole of the council, there would be no reason to move those forward at early times. So it would be good to be able to talk to you on those early on. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Is there any further debate? Councillor Cowell, do you wish the right of reply?
The only thing I would welcome is the positive words from Councillor David Thomas, and we will promise to engage very soon and collectively discuss the future work programme.
All those in favour? All those against?
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions?
Motion's carried.
Motion's carried. I declare that Councillor Steve Darling be elected Leader of the Council. Councillor Darling, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And may I start by congratulating you on your post and Councillor Terry Manning on his appointment as Mayor and Deputy Mayor of Torbay Council. I must say that it is a humbling and a great honour to take on this role. I've received, since a couple of Fridays ago, lots of emails and phone calls of support, and that is particularly humbling. However, it's been alluded to that I'm the longest continuing serving councillor on Torbay Council, and it did feel a bit like participating in the lottery. If you hung around enough, you might eventually get there. Hopefully that isn't necessarily the case. It's really important that we have founded the next administration on a partnership and a memorandum of understanding of how we look to work together, because it is how local authorities should work, not only within themselves as partnerships, but actually with other bodies such as the NHS, the police, the private sector. You know, that partnership working is extremely important. We need to rebuild a number of bridges that have been broken, and we have to have a clear vision for our community. Also, as was said by my deputy leader-elect, the fact that we have £18.3 million of continuing austerity cuts and pressures on our budget is something that means that we are, you know, seriously being handed a poison chalice of some of those challenges that we've got. But I'm delighted to be able to share with colleagues that the cabinet that I will be appointing is as follows. It will be Councillor Cowell, Morey and Stockman from the Independents, with Councillor Cowell being the deputy leader of the council, and Councillor Long, Law and Carter from the Liberal Democrats. Our joint programme is to turn the tide on poverty in Torbay, because that is what bedevils us. Those high levels of deprivation, the fact that we have double the national average numbers of looked after children in Torbay, is a blight. It's not only a blight on our budget, but it's a blight on those children's lives, who are more likely, when you're a looked after child, to end up being in prison than go to university. And so we have to turn the tide on those challenges that are within our community. We also need to make sure that there is a serious culture change in Torbay Council, so that we are doing with our community than to our community. And I'm also pleased to say that we've held discussions with officers, and I anticipate later today a decision will be recorded by the Chief Executive of a programme of £100 million of borrowing and grants to invest in better jobs for our local community. Because clearly, if we fail to set clear targets for our officers, we can't expect them to deliver for our community. And that's what we're keen to do. Excuse me. On Bank Holiday Monday, my wife and I happened to bump into one of my colleagues from opposite when we were out on a tandem ride on the over at Dawlish Warren, strangely enough. And I did offer them the opportunity of a photo op with me and them on the tandem, demonstrating how we were working together for the interests of Torbay. Sadly, that was passed up at that occasion, but I hear those positive words from Councillor Thomas this morning, and I'm keen to take him up on that, because we all need to be Team Torbay. Thank you all very much.
This meeting will now adjourn until 5:30 later today, and I would like to invite you to join me for tea and coffee. Thank you.
Pray silence and be upstanding.